Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, my name is Tasha. This is Fuzia. Fuzia, why don't you tell everybody why you decided to wear hijab?
I was 5 years old when I decided to wear hijab. And I wear hijab because when I grow older, I want a man to love me for who I am and not how I look.
And I myself have been wearing hijab for about 13 years, and I decided to wear hijab because I wanted to feel closer to God. I felt more beautiful, more confident in myself than I did without hijab. And that is why we decided to wear hijab. Walaikum salam.
Walaikum salam.
I wear hijab because I feel comfortable, and I also wear hijab because Allah likes it.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm a Lebanese girl living in Europe, and today I'll be talking about why I chose to wear the hijab. Well, to begin with, growing up between the ages 5 and 8, I was already in love with the hijab. Used to beg my mom to let me go out with it. So eventually, I started wearing the hijab at age 9. It was the beginning of the holy month of Ramadan, the first day. And it was such a big day for me and my family, and everybody was so happy for me. So I started struggling a bit when I moved back to Europe because I was very young and I was the only one wearing it in class. So I started learning more and reading more about the hijab and about the strong women who wore it, like Sayyida Fatima Zahra alayhi salam and Sayyida Zainab alayhi salam. And these women, they brought me closer to my religion mainly, but even more closer to the hijab and to fall more in love with it and to take it as my identity until I reached this age now, where I am 19 years old and I wear it with pride, and it is my identity basically. It's like the crown I wear every single day, and I'm so proud to wear it, and I'm even like more proud knowing the history of the hijab and the strong women who wore it and the struggles they went through and how they faced the world wearing it.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. I wear hijab because it's my identity as a Muslim, to show that I'm Muslim, and it's my freedom of deciding who can see my body and who not. And it's my way of doing a silent da'wah also. Also, it's a command from Allah, and automatically when you love someone, you do listen to his command. So that's what I do, and I'm a proud hijabi, alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum, I am Zainab Haider from Pakistan. So my best friend once narrated to me a statement from her granddad, may Allah bless his soul. He'd said to her once, "You cry for the chadr of Lady Zainab alayhi salam, that it was snatched away from her. Tell me, who snatched away your chadr?" And that hit me so hard that I decided to wear the headscarf for 2 years. And then as I researched more and more about the lives of Lady Zainab alayhi salam and Lady Fatima alayhi salam, I realized what the chadr actually meant to them. And so 2 years ago, I started wearing the chadr, alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. My name is Zakia, and the reason why I wear hijab, the reason why I love hijab, is because I fell in love with Fatima Zahra alayhi salam. I loved her manners, her intelligence, her strength as a woman, and she was able to maintain her femininity and still be strong and speak out. And hijab forces people to take you more seriously, and not just based upon whatever perceived beauty you may have, but what's in your heart, what's in your mind, and your intentions towards people. And I love hijab.
Well, from a young age, when I turned 7 or 8, my parents told me to wear hijab, to wear burqa, to cover myself, basically, because otherwise I would be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or people would tell me that I'm a bad person and stuff like that. I never really understood the true meaning of hijab and the true lesson of why do we actually need to observe hijab in a proper manner. I was born in a Sunni family, but since I reverted, I understood the true meaning of hijab from Sayyidah Zainab Salamun Alaiha and her mother Sayyidah Fatima Zahra Salamun Alaiha. Well, I've learned a lot from Sayyidah Zahra Salamun Alaiha and her daughter Sayyidah Zainab Salamun Alaiha about why we should observe hijab with the correct manner and why it's so essential, so important for a girl to maintain hijab in the society and from people who are non-believers.
I choose to wear my hijab because it's the command of my creator. And we humans have been created to worship him and follow his command. There are no ifs and buts in our religion. There is no such thing of my life, my rules. If you call yourself a Muslimah, then you have to follow what Allah has ordered. And moreover, there are plenty of benefits of being a hijabi, which only a hijabi can experience. To all the non-hijabis out there, believe me, you're missing the benefits of this world and hereafter. From owner of Indian upcoming hijab brand, Dreams Hijab.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The reason why I have chosen to wear hijab would be first and foremost due to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered the Muslim woman to do so. And if you have deep belief that Allah is all-knowing and is the most kind, and that his orders and decrees are all for the benefit of us, then you would be sure that whatever he asks you to do is in fact for your own benefit and comes through his immense love for you and for your welfare. And so if we love him back, then we should obey him to show our love for him. Other than wishing to obey my Lord, if someone does research and tries to find logical reasons for the benefits of hijab, he or she can find numerous religious, historical, and social documents throughout history, from the time of Adam and Eve up until now, and in all the holy religious manuscripts of the past, even before the Holy Quran. There are numerous benefits of hijab, some of which are for a woman herself, and many of which are for the society at large. Hijab is not a new Islamic decree, and in fact, throughout the existence of mankind, God has always ordered hijab, and it's also not only restricted to the woman, but men have also been ordered to observe regulations. And it's just that a woman, due to the essence of her creation, has to observe certain rules. And one can just write volumes over volumes of books in regards to hijab and its importance. But this was just a very concise summary of some of the reasons why I have proudly and consciously chosen to wear this crown of obedience, i.e. my hijab.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا لِبُعُولَتِهِنَّ أَوْ آبَائِهِنَّ أَوْ آبَاءِ بُعُولَتِهِنَّ أو آباء بعولتهن أو أبنائهن أو أبناء بعولتهن أو إخوانهن أو بني إخوانهن أو بني إخوانهن أو بني أخواتهن أو نسائهن أو ما ملكت أيمانهن أو ما ملكت أيمانهن أو التابعين غير أولي الإربة من الرجال أو الطفل الذين لم يظهروا على عورات النساء ولا يضربن بأرجلهن ليعلم ما يخفين من زينتهن وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون.